Time to take a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers here for this Friday, August the 14th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman here on the Red River Farm Network. We're joined by U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. And Don, yet another of these roller coaster type weeks here again. A big report this week, and that certainly had an impact on the market.
Yeah, you know, I think we've had various things that are happening here. Most of them are giving us a reason to add risk premium to the market. And, you know, I think number one, middle of the week, we had that supply-demand report, the monthly one, if you will. And while the production went up for all the reasons, acres up, but yield down on both corn and soybeans, the highlight was the demand continues to be strong. And then when you look over into the other thing that's a driving factor, it's that Russian-Ukraine war, and certainly that pushed the wheat market to higher levels here for the week. So I think it's the 1-2 punch from that, and then we have the U.S.-Iran war on top of that. That is making it very uncertain with fertilizer shipments out of there, making fuel higher. So that's adding to the cost. So and then if that isn't enough, you've got the El Nino fears going forward with world weather. So bottom line, it's not just the crop that is uncertain and the demand's uncertain but strong. It's the two wars and an El Nino year. So bottom line is, this week we added risk premium to the market. That technically these trends on our system are turning to the upside. So technical strength along with some fundamental strength this week.
We're seeing quite the volatility continuing, Don, in the cattle markets again, and ended up lower on the week once again.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the cattle market, it, I think more signs this week that we've got that multi-year cyclical top in this cattle market. But that doesn't mean that you can't get strong rallies within it. But you get to the heart of it this week, we were down sharply. Cash cattle market started out not bad, steady early in the week, 235, 236 on limited supplies or limited sales. But then as we hit the end of the week, we plummeted 228 cash in the south, really drove us down. That was $7 lower on the week. And the highlight was over there a negative, and that was, we thought over time somebody would have to get out of the packing business, slow down in order to improve these margins, and Tyson was the one, having three plants that are going to go dark or sell. So that was enough to put the cattle market down. Basis level still way off on the October cattle. Normally, they're about $8 to $10 off of where the normal basis is, good for the hedger. But we'll see. Do we have enough of the negative news dialed in? That's going to be the key with the big discounts in the futures. Hog market, kind of following to the downside. Hogs technically just weak. Can't get out of that seasonal slump on the weakness there also. But going forward, you know, it's going to be all about the demand side on both sides as the fundamentals starting to shift a little more negative on cattle.
If you want to get some more information on this market and pick an expert's brain, Don, how do we get a hold of you there at U.S. Commodities?
You bet. Thanks for asking. You can reach us here at U.S. Commodities at 1-800-247-4071.
Market analysis from U.S. Commodities President Don Rose with a look at the closing grain and livestock numbers for this Friday, August 14th, 2026. I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.